Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give to your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. At the same time also praying for us, that Elohim would open to us a door of utterance, to speak the mystery of the Messiah, for which I am also in bonds. So that I may make it manifest, as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer every man. All my state Tychicus shall declare to you, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Master. Whom I have sent to you for the same purpose, so that he may know your state, and comfort your hearts. With one Zimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will make known to you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, and Marcus, nephew of Barnabas, concerning whom you received commandments, if he should come to you, receive him. And Joseph, who is called Justus, who are of the circumcision. These are my only fellow workers to the kingdom of Elohim, who have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of the Messiah, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, so that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of Elohim. For I bear him testimony, that he has a great zeal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas, greet you. Salute the brothers who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the assembly which is in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it also be read in the assembly of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Master, that you fulfill it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. May grace be with you. Amen.